Hello again there, folks. So I've suffered on your behalf and watched the new ContraPoints video. Do you ta tackling the men question? So ContraPoints is like one of the figureheads of the left on of social justice on YouTube, and 700,000 subscribers, tens of thousands of dollars a month, 9,700 patrons, lauded by the mainstream media. This sort of renowned de-radicalizer of disenfranchised young white men. And so now ContraPoints has come out with his video tackling the problem that we have, the suicide epidemic, the mass shooters, radicalization and incels and all of the rest of it. And at the end of it all, I mean, it's really excruciating to listen to. It's half an hour long, and the ContraPoints just goes off on tangent, and it's just endless waffle of and saying nothing. But the conclusion at the end of it is where, well, ContraPoints doesn't have a solution. Nothing whatsoever. In fact, the conclusion is that all these young men should just screw each other or become transgenders, which is like not really very helpful. But the problem is, ContraPoints knows that to actually advocate some sort of systemic solution to this problem would take away ContraPoints and social justice privilege, because it's that movement and that cultural space which has deliberately and which was facilitated by the system itself marginalized all of these young men where they are all going mad. And it's interesting that ContraPoints has feigns sympathy for them, but in the end says, "Well, it's great to be me, sucks to be you, tough shit." And this is the problem here, is that it's this is supposed to be social justice, isn't it? Isn't it equal? Instead, what you have is people who are now in the center of the cultural sort of hegemony of the West, those in places, as they would say, with privilege and power. Sort of looking at what has become a marginalized group and looking down their noses at them and saying, "Well, you may not be as depressed if you joined us, if we who are in theory supposed to be oppressed groups." I just find it to be quite ridiculous and deeply dishonest. And they reminded me of the Jordan Peterson Zizek debate, and ContraPoints actually says in this, what are we going to do with them? And ContraPoints actually says, "Clean your room, bucko," which of course is the Jordan Peterson line. And Jordan Peterson, a while back, got into a debate with a leftist theorist, Zizek. And Peterson went into the debate expecting to sort of do the usual kind of boomer critiques of Marxism, which was all about people starving and it was about the gulags and everything else. And in actual fact, Zizek pulled a fast one and said, "Yeah, all of that's true, but the problem that you have to deal with is what capitalism is and what it's doing today." Because there was this assumption that capitalism was inherently conservative, which is kind of where Peterson was coming from. And so Zizek pointed out that capitalism wasn't inherently conservative whatsoever. And in fact, the problems that Peterson railed against were problems created by global capital. And ContraPoints is an interesting case in point here, because now the capitalism, or the globalism, global money, the money power, has facilitated a situation where the marginalized or the outliers, such as ContraPoints, are now at the heart of the sort of technocracy. It's their morality which is dominant. It's their social justice which everybody cares about. It's pride parades out on the street with tens of thousands of people, and everybody's worried about speaking out about it. And then ContraPoints is going to look at all of these sort of marginalized young white men who are going mad and killing people, killing themselves, and sort of sneer and look down their nose at them. And it's to say that that we are now boss and you are outside of it, and it's just as simple as that. And if you don't like it, you're going to have to become a degenerate and join us. And ContraPoints knows that there's not really anything to be done, which is why at the end, ContraPoints essentially has the exact same position as Jordan Peterson, albeit in a kind of ironic way. But in another way, at another time, she'd be critical of Peterson. But in this understanding of the system as a whole, Peterson's, of course, is a defender of capitalism, and ContraPoints has had this laugh. Because ContraPoints on social justice and marginalised, these fake marginalised groups, the system has placed them at its core. And of course, Peterson's too stupid to understand it, or at least be able to do anything about it or criticise it. Well, ContraPoints is being kind of ironic there and saying, well, here we are now and there's nothing you can do. But at a deeper level, the system wants this sort of ContraPoints at its heart, because it's a negation of power. Because then the counterculture has been sort of absorbed and designed to be at the core of the system. So there's not really anything there. What do you fight against? It's one thing to say that you fight against the system when it's white Christian men. But when the counterculture is at the heart of the system, it's already sort of negated its own power structure. Because it's like fighting mist. And I just find it so deeply cynical and kind of malicious of them to kind of, on the one hand, acknowledge that, and then on the other hand, still pretend to be sort of valiantly fighting for all of these marginalised groups, when the true sort of view of a marginalised group which isn't approved by the system, it gets the reaction of, well, tough shit. If you don't like it, then that deal with it, bucko. And all that's going to lead to is more and more young white men becoming completely alienated and going full Ted Kaczynski on the whole machine. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.